Chapter 3. The slushy snow of earlier in the evening had given way to giant soft flakes as the temperature dropped. Daniel drove away from the U toward the canyon that would take them back to Moose Springs through the feeder streets along the foothills. Roads here were mostly clear, though he knew the canyon would probably be dicey. He was painfully aware of Lauren sitting beside him and wondered if they had ever been alone like this. He was so conscious of her that it took all his powers of concentration to keep his attention on driving as he took the exit to I-80 through the canyon. Still, he was aware of every movement from her side of the SUV. When he caught her covering a yawn, he risked a look at her.
"Go ahead and sleep if you need to. I've got a pillow in the back."
"I'm all right. It's been a rather long day. I imagine you know all about those."
"This week I certainly do."
He signaled to change lanes around a car with out-of-state plates, going at a crawl through what was just a light layer of snow. The scanner crackled with static suddenly, and he heard radio traffic of somebody in Park City reporting a drunk and disorderly patron at one of the popular restaurants on Main Street.
"I'm sure that's not the first one of those they've had this week," Lauren said.
"Yeah, and it won't be the last until Sundance is over. The detective I spoke to tonight on the way here sounded just a little frazzled."
"Things are busy enough in Park City in the winter with all the skiers. Throw in the film festival and it's a nightmare."
"Have you been to any screenings this year?"
She shrugged. "I don't have a lot of free hours to go to movies. You?"
"No. I caught a few screenings last year, but I'm afraid this one is going to pass me by. Too much work."
"We're pathetic, aren't we? Sounds like we both need to get a life outside our jobs."
"I'd love to,"
he deadpanned.
"But who has the time?"
She laughed out loud at that, the low musical sound filling all the cold corners of his Tahoe.
"We are pathetic. I was thinking the exact same thing. By the time I finished..."